the studio with us today to talk about a chili benefit supper that's coming up in 1 week. Tom and Laura Gazinski with Celebrate Recovery and now Celebration Place for Kids here in Richland Center. Good morning to the both of you. Good to see you again.
Good morning.
You had this a year ago, this chili feed, but Laura, this one, this year is a little bit different, a little bit more special, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're really excited because we're the only recovery program or, you know, peer support program where there is actually a curriculum for the children, a fun curriculum for the children, where their parents are learning about forgiveness, they're learning about it, but their object lessons are a whole lot different, you know, because it engages the kids. And so the parents and children can talk about it, and parents who couldn't go to get support, whether it's for their grief, their addictions, no matter divorce, whatever their struggles are, you know, they couldn't go because they had kids. And now we've got great programming for their children.
Tell us about the chili supper, what that's all about.
All right. So we've got at least 4 different kinds of chilies. And for those who don't like beans or chili, we've got chicken soup.
Ah.
And so, you know, chili and all the fixins and desserts. And that's going to be next Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center across from Family Dollar. And bring your kids if you want to let us know ahead of time. I'll give you Tom's phone number a couple of times. It's also, there's an article in the newspaper. There's ads in the newspaper with that phone number, which might be easier, but it's 608-604-4510. But yeah, bring your kids because we've got programming for them now.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Tom, with kids. A lot of times the kids are probably going through some areas of struggle, you know, maybe blaming themselves and things like that. Could you talk about that?
Certainly can. We all have issues that we deal with. And what people don't realize is that while I could be going through something with, one of my issues is alcohol. And while I could be going through that, my kids are also suffering because they're seeing the effects that I'm having on the family. And so the kids and the spouse also need help, need support to be able to deal with the issues that I'm causing in the family. So Sober Recovery is a place for everyone. The kids, like say Laura's talking in the kids program portion, will be able to deal with those type of issues. The spouses can come into the adult portion and help deal with the issues that they're experiencing with my issues.
34th anniversary. How long have you been involved, Tom?
We've been involved since 2019 here in Richland Center. We started through Grace Church, Grace Community Church.
In June of 2019.
Yeah.
So made it through COVID.
That was a struggle for every organization.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So here you are. And, you know, and it certainly, I'm guessing you've seen the benefits of what your program can do right in the area, right?
We definitely have. And, you know, it's really exciting to know that the Celebrate Recovery has this celebration place for kids because, like Laura was saying, they can get this exact programming, age specific, that they can start building their resiliency. They can build their coping mechanisms that otherwise they might not have developed to begin with.
And then you meet pretty much every Thursday night, don't you?
Yes, we do. Every Thursday night at the Nazarene Outreach Center, which is behind the Nazarene Church, and across the street from Family Dollar.
If somebody's listening and wants to know more about it, Tom, you've been through it. I mean, you can probably tell somebody your story then, right?
Oh, I definitely can. There's been a lot of things over my 72 years that I've been involved with, been not so good things I've done, good things I've done. And that's the nice thing about Celebrate Recovery is that we celebrate not only what people's recovery, journey in recovery is, but also the good things they've done in their lives, because I can always dwell on my alcohol and say, I'm no good because I'm an alcoholic. However, I've done all this other wonderful stuff, and Celebrate Recovery helps me to work through those things so I understand that I am a worthwhile person in Jesus Christ.
It's easy to be kind of an Eeyore, I'll say, you know, like Winnie the Pooh, like, you know, woe is me, right?
Right, exactly. And when I do that, I'm dwelling on myself and my issues. I need to dwell on my issues, but I'm dwelling on myself versus trying to turn it over to God, which is where, you know, God wants to take away these issues that I'm dealing with so I can better serve him, better be his minister here on earth. And it's, my issues I've dealt with have equipped me to come alongside of other people who are also dealing with those same type of issues, just as Laura's issues help her with the women that she's dealing with those type of issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. And maybe you could talk on that, Laura, a little bit.
And only 30% of people worldwide in Celebrate Recovery struggle with drugs and alcohol. Everybody, 100% of us, struggle with other things. You know, what's the underlying issues? You know, so, you know, maybe it was, you know, we were, you know, had trauma in our childhood. Maybe we were raised where, you know, fear, shame, and guilt were the weapons that our parents used against us. Or, you know, it's amazing. Being bullied in one grade in school is enough to make somebody feel worthless. And so, you know, it's not like everybody is struggling with drugs and alcohol, because the majority of us aren't, you know, but we are all struggling with something. You know, loss, like I said, trauma, trust issues, or, you know, we can get, as a country, especially since COVID, you know, there's been so many mental health, so much anxiety, so much depression, and in the kids. It's not just adults who are struggling in these areas. And to realize that, you know, someone would go, well, how can you deal with so many things at the same time? And it's because our answer is found, Celebrate Recovery is based on the Beatitudes in Matthew. And so our answer, no matter what our issues, is that Jesus is able to heal us and free us. And we can come together in solidarity to support and encourage one another, no matter what our issues are. And that's the real freedom in Celebrate Recovery. Is so my issues are different than Tom's issues, and different than another woman's issues. But we can come together and encourage and support one another. Mm-hmm. And we need a safe place to be able to do that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think when people hear Celebrate Recovery, they probably instantly think of drugs or alcohol. And it sounds like it's a big umbrella, really.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And like I said, so even the people who do struggle with drugs and alcohol, I will use Tom because he will say this.
You have my permission.
Is that, yes. Well, truly, you know, is because underneath his alcoholism is
the issues I grew up with, which were a lot of childhood trauma. And this isn't a big T-tape of trauma. All trauma is obviously trauma. But when I didn't have support from my parents growing up, when I didn't have support from my teachers, when the bullies around me, because I was a short, fat kid in my class, always tormented me for my entire grade school time and part of my high school time, didn't have that support, I had to deal with myself. I didn't have any mentors to go to, didn't have any parental figures I could get support from. And so I had to deal with this myself, and I made bad choices because of that. I also made good choices, but the bad choices are, you know, that was trauma to me because I didn't have someone supporting me growing up.
Right.
And as a spouse of someone, too, I mean, this would incorporate somebody that's maybe going through it in their family, too, wouldn't it? Celebrate Recovery?
Right, right. Exactly. Because when anybody struggles, you know, we are not islands. And so if I'm struggling with something, so is my family, because if my issue is depression, so one of my issues, I have chronic health, physical health issues, especially since COVID, and chronic mental health issues. And before those mental health issues were addressed, it had a huge impact on my family. And even now with my chronic health issues, it impacts Tom, because there's just a whole lot of things we can't do. And by being able to come together in a safe community, when we share, we break off into male and female groups. So I can share within my group of women what's going on, what my struggles are, and they're just there to support me and care about me. And you know, that's missing in our society. And you know, when you think of addictions, you know, it was bad before COVID, but since COVID, all of the online addictions, all the people who have escaped into whether it's streaming or gaming or whatever it is that's isolating them from their families, mm-hmm. and you know, just not feeling safe somehow mm-hmm. anymore. And that's why, you know, we are a community that, you know, it's, we are anonymous and we are confidential so that it is safe for people. They can come and there's not going to be any judgment. I mean, who am I to judge anybody? Right? I mean, it's like, okay, I'll just pull out some more dirty laundry and you'll know that I'm safe, you know, but truly it's a safe, non-judgmental community. And that's so important. And the only way we can do that is because our focus and everything is from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we don't get a judge. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's importantly you brought up, you know, we're all works in progress every single day.
Yes.
And so you don't come off as being, well, I'm cured. I'm way above you, right?
No, not even kind of, you know. Yeah. We are part of the peer support group. Yeah.
Right.
We haven't arrived anywhere.
So next week, you'll have some guest speakers. Tom, could you talk on that?
Yes, one of our guest speakers coming in next week is a lady by the name of Loretta Munson. She is the regional director for Celebration Place, the kids ministry. She's going to be talking to the group, and then she's going to be going over and help directing the workers for the Celebration Place program. Another person going to be talking is her husband, John Munson, who is the Minnesota State Rep for Celebrate Recovery. Why is he coming? Beside that he's her husband, is the fact that he leads a ministry in Celebrate Recovery called Welcome Home, which is Celebrate Recovery's outreach to veterans. A veteran speaking to veterans is very effective. Me, who is not a veteran, speaking to veterans, I don't get what they've went through. But he does, so there's a special ministry for that. Mm-hmm. I'll be talking, one of my special interests is the prison ministry. And I, after having worked for my first career in the Department of Corrections, I have a special feel for working with those incarcerated, those who are mandated into counseling. So we're going to be presenting some of the programs. There's a whole variety of other programs that Celebrate Recovery also offers. But this is just some of who's going to be talking. John is also going to be sharing part of his testimony mm-hmm. about what his life has been like.
That I saw that you listed that you do some work with prison, the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Project.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that, Tom?
I will pass the ball over to my wife, who is the Angel Tree Coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the Angel Tree Coordinator for the Richland Center area, kind of almost southwest Wisconsin, because we need more people to volunteer in that place. But Prison Fellowship Angel Tree is so important. You know, even people who perhaps look down upon prisoners, which is sad, but they're children. You know, their children are innocent, and they're children. For them to be able to get gifts from their parents with a special note from their parents through churches or organizations like Celebrate Recovery is so important. And that's where people can choose to put their free will offering somewhere else. But where we are putting the free will offering, unless they designate some other place, is to Prison Fellowship Angel Tree. We want to help. There are 1.5 million children in the United States with incarcerated parents. And most of them will not receive a present because there just aren't enough people willing to step forward and help. And Celebrate Recovery works with Prison Fellowship, and we want to be able to provide as many gifts, as much connection between those parents and their children, to help maintain a relationship, whether it's strained because it's been too long, you know, or even if it's a short time, you know, it's a challenge for the parent and child. And all of these parents have reached out to sign up with Prison Fellowship. So they are attempting to do something with their lives inside of prison. And so it's a fantastic program.
The gift actually comes from the person that's incarcerated then?
Yes. Okay, so the way it works is... So they reach out and they send a note, and then we have the caregiver's information, and we reach out to the caregiver if the person in prison didn't list a specific thing. We say, hey, what would be a good gift for this child? And then volunteer, be they from CR or a church, purchases the gift and then puts on it the note from the parent. And so the child is getting the present from the parent as best as we can when someone is incarcerated.
Hmm. That's phenomenal.
It's a fantastic program. Yeah. Last year was our first year being involved in it. And just to see the looks on the faces, mm-hmm. you know, and people who have... Some of them have been incarcerated for a while, and just how happy the families were to be receiving something from mom or dad or grandma.
It's also nice to touch bases with the caregivers of the kids, because they may feel very isolated. Their spouse is in prison, and they're running the family by themselves. And so we can just extend grace and hospitality and love to the right. non-incarcerated partner.
Right.
You've done some ministry for people behind bars, Tom. How does that's a tough gig sometimes, isn't it?
It is, and if you're not used to going into a prison, you're in for a whole new awakening. But yes, the men and women who are incarcerated also have a strong need to have healing in their life, just like we do. Mm-hmm. And so bringing Christ to them, they're very receptive. The people I've worked with have been very receptive. And Celebrate Recovery is also a bridge from the people who are incarcerated to their families on the street, so that when the people who are incarcerated get released, they have a safe place to go to. Mm-hmm. They have a support network already in place. And so what the effect of that is that reduces the chances of the incarcerated parent coming back inside. And so I love to work with the incarcerated. I'm also part of the jail ministry here in town, and just working with the inmates who have this hunger for Christ, hunger to know that someone is there on their side for them, and to bring programming to them that helps them focus their life in a positive direction is just so important.
If someone is listening and they'd like to donate and a gift, what's the best way? Where's the best avenue to do that?
Okay, so if it's to Prison Fellowship, mm-hmm. they honestly can just go online to Prison Fellowship Angel Tree, and they can donate online for that, and that will go to for kids' presents, you know, around the United States. They can choose kids when they go on, or they can just do general. And so that's a pretty awesome option for them, because there's kids in areas where there is no Angel Tree representative nearby, and so people get the presents and then they have to mail them to them. They don't get the one-on-one stuff. But for Prison Fellowship, that's the way to do that.
And what about Celebrate Recovery?
So for Celebrate Recovery, whether it's for Celebrate Recovery or Celebration Place, those that would be to Grace Community Church, our sponsoring church, with a note that for Celebrate Recovery or Celebration Place. Mm-hmm. So.
If someone is listening and they've been moved by the conversation today, they should just come to a meeting,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. So every Thursday, we are at the Nazarene Outreach Center, 5:30 for food, and 6 o'clock the meeting starts, around 6 to 8, 6 to 7 is our large group portion, and then 7 to 8 we break down into our gender-specific open share times. And I just realized, I totally forgot, Celebrate Recovery is in 41 countries. Over 25 languages, they're working on the 26th right now, 37,000 churches, and over 7 million lives have already been changed. And it's going like wildfire in the prisons around the United States. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We hope a lot of people will come for your chili feed and soup feed, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Next Thursday. Anything else you want to add about next Thursday's event?
We look forward to everyone coming in because we love to open our doors to everyone. People may be thinking, oh, this is a recovery group. I don't have any problems, so I can't come in, and I'd be too uncomfortable there. Well, everyone is welcome.
Right.
And just being able to, I mean, there's no expectations of a person walking into a Celebrate Recovery meeting. They can come in. They don't have to share if they don't want to. Just be open to coming in and meeting new people who are there to greet them, who are not to judge them,
mm-hmm.
Not to fix them. Like Laura was talking earlier, as they're sharing things, I'm not there to fix Laura. She's mm-hmm. not there to fix me, because if I was trying to do that, mm-hmm. I'd be sleeping on the sofa for a long time. But yeah, we just work on ourselves. But yeah, it's a safe place for everyone to come, and very welcoming place. And if someone's never been in a safe environment where they can just share their feelings,
yeah.
This is the place to come, because there's, mm-hmm. like I say, it's a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out tonight or next
yes,
week.
Yes, oh, well, check it out tonight and come for the chili next week. Yeah, we're there every Thursday night.
Every Thursday night, and tonight I'm teaching on 7 reasons why people relapse back into their problems.
Right.
And so that'll be going on at 7 o'clock tonight, yeah. Next week is the chili feed, and that's going to be more of a general meeting for the entire time.
6 open. O'clock tonight. You said 7.
Yeah, I said, you're right.
Just come at 6 or 5:30 for the food.
Either or. Thanks, you guys, for what you do.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom and Laura Gazinski joining us today. Celebrate Recovery and Celebration Place for Kids. And don't miss the Chili Feed next Thursday here in our community at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center.